Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Midsummer kicks off this weekend, and one of the shows featured in this year's festival is a show called They Came From Uranus. It's performed by Murray Rain and directed by James Wellsby. You can catch it down at the MC Showroom, Paran, from January 24 through to 27. Well, what's it about? Murray and James, welcome to Joy Drive.
Well, Warren, we've actually been contemplating that question for the last 2 years.
Well, last year...
I don't know, James. What is this bloody thing about?
It's a story of perversion and puppets.
Ah, so it's not... We had a really good interview of about the Titanic exhibition last year. It was all these artefacts that they collected. I thought it might have been about some artefacts that you've collected by having to do a deep dive back to Uranus.
Well, Warren, I'm about the closest you'll get to an artifact in the show, wouldn't you say, James?
You're a treasure, a national treasure.
I've been doing these bloody puppets for so long because, I've been doing puppetry since I was a little boy.
And wow.
Yeah. So it was a fixation. It was a fixation with dollies, feathers and sequins. And, you know, growing up as a queer kid in a place like Newcastle, well, there wasn't a lot of outlets, I guess, for me, but shaking my dollies in front of the unexpected, it suddenly clicked and I thought, yeah, that's what I could make a living out of, doing puppet shows. Now, had you told me all those years ago that I would be still doing puppetry at this whatever age I am now, but doing a drag puppet show called They Came From Uranus, I would never have believed it.
I think it's fabulous. It's been described as a decadent story of love bombs going awry in an outrageous 60 minutes, adults-only sci-fi cabaret burlesque. Is that pretty spot on?
Oh, it certainly is. And I tell you what, if you're a little bit shy or easily offended, then please don't come along. Well, yes, come along. Come along and, for God's sake, complain about it because we'll fill every damn seat, won't we, James?
We must. We must. Look, it's outrageous, but that's the whole point.
Mm.
It's a wonderful show. I mean, I've been with Murray since he was developing it for a couple years now, right?
Yeah. We premiered the show at the Melbourne Fringe 2 years ago. So if you've got any listeners that actually came along and saw it then, please come back.
And bring others
because we discovered, a few things need to be changed and fixed and altered and a few more titties added and whatever. And I think we've improved it and, my God, it's an evening of a lot of fun.
New and improved version.
So
do you spend a lot of time making the puppets?
Yeah, the puppets themselves, I make the puppets, and a genius called Isaac Lummix, who's absolutely brilliant on the sewing machine, he and his team created the most magnificent costumes. And it is quite spectacular, James, wouldn't you say?
The costumes on the puppets are better than my costumes.
Oh, that's
I'm jealous. I have puppet envy, so yeah, they do look good. And they strip. These are burlesque and drag puppets that animate, and they have layers of their clothing. And underneath, they have some big surprises.
They're quite high tech.
Truly.
And we've got some amazing surprises and some wonderful stars that appear in our show. Like Cher, Kylie, for God's sake.
Kylie.
She's certainly appearing at the MC Showroom next week.
And this is a new edition, actually. Mm. This upcoming season is the first time we've had a Kylie puppet in Uranus.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm sure she's going to love it.
Well put. I think she will be absolutely thrilled.
We're chatting with Murray Rain and James Wellsby about the show They Came From Uranus, which is part of Midsummer 2020. 2024. Now, you've got multimedia projections as well. Do they come from the puppets?
It's the puppet theatre, the playing space, exists in three parts. So Murray performs the show as a solo, right? And there's like, oh, how many characters? 18, 19 characters within the show?
There's over 20 now.
Over 20 characters. So it's a one-man fabulous extravaganza, all
20
Murray.
20 characters.
But he does it with shadow puppets, with the puppet theatre in the middle, which is humanette. So it's his human face with puppet bodies. And then on the right side, there's a projection. So there's an animation screen. And I make a little cameo in it as the host of the cabaret within the puppet cabaret.
Miss Val Hex is the goddess of the show. Yeah. So maybe we should just explain a little bit about what humanettes are. Because it certainly is an unusual art form. And it's a type of puppetry. And this is the reason why I chose it, is because it is a form of puppetry that you virtually never get to see these days. So the show is performed in what we call a curtain of light. So I'm lit from either side of the stage and I wear complete black apart from my head, which is made up in full drag. And I wear elaborate headdresses. And these puppets, these bodies, which are quite big, but they hang around they're attached to my neck. So the illusion that you are getting is these incredible creatures, personalities.
They look like aliens, some of them.
Yeah, they do. So it's a little bit spooky. It is a complete illusion to watch it, and it's quite mesmerizing. So the show runs 60 minutes, and it's, for me, it is absolutely nonstop, because as I said, there's about 25 changes that I do in it. So it's action-packed, and you're guaranteed a damn good laugh.
I can't wait to see it. I really, so it looks a bit sci-fi. Is there a sci-fi story behind it as well?
Yeah.
Yes, there's a narrative. So the show They Came From Your Own stars this main character, Miss Candy Karkashian, and she's a beloved burlesque icon. And these perverted aliens from Uranus tune in to the Wi-Fi radio waves and discover her and fall madly in love with her. And so the plot is that the aliens are traveling to Earth and in a hot pursuit of Miss Candy Karkashian the whole time. So hilarity
ensues.
She's in
danger.
She is. Oh. I mean, truly. That's the plot. The puppets are trying to capture this beloved burlesque superstar, and you'll have to come to see the show to find out what happens.
Sounds fantastic. So let's talk about your show, James, because you have another show. You're bringing the Yummy Joy Machine to Midsummer this year. Now, we spoke about it last year.
Yeah.
But for those who didn't hear, what's Yummy Joy Machine about?
Well, Yummy is a drag variety show that's been going for 9 years in Melbourne. Joy Machine is our ninth full-length production. So it's kind of... It's not really a retrospective, but it's a celebration of how much work we've done and how big the ensemble's gotten. So we have a rotating cast, and we did a fantastic 3-week season in Melbourne Fringe in October, and we're bringing it back for one night only at the Lee Bowery Theatre, the iconic Lee Bowery Theatre.
Is that out in the suburbs?
It's in St Albans,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's good, actually. It's good to go queer up the suburbs. And Lee Bowery is one of my favourite drag icons of all time, and so it's quite an honour to perform in that space. And Joy Machine it's a variety drag show with burlesque, circus and drag, and it's all it kind of core Yummy ensemble, so it's a very entertaining good time. And the thing that I like the most about doing the show is that I have these drag queen story time short stories that I've written, but they're for adults, so they're 18 plus story time.
So when the protesters turn up, you say, it's adults, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Go away.
I force them to listen. You know, they scream at a drag queen for reading a book, but we don't see them reading, let alone in a look.
But out in St Albans, I mean, there's an opportunity there too to bring another audience to the show, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's queer people everywhere, and sometimes we need to go to them. You know, not everyone can be right in the middle of the inner city, and that's where a lot of the really important social work is and the outreach, and especially for queer youth. You know, teenagers and sort of young people, 18 to 25. So I've worked at the Lee Bowery Theatre on a number of occasions. We did the what was it, the 5-year anniversary. We did a big celebration of Lee Bowery, of the theatre opening, and his dad and his sister were there in attendance. So that was very special and meaningful to me. I felt connected to Lee Bowery. But yeah, this is an example of that relationship between an independent cabaret and a government-funded theatre working together over a number of years. It's a fabulous show. Come see it.
When we spoke to you about the show last year, you did mention, stuck out about community and creating connection for all of the artists who are in the company itself. Is that going to transpire in Midsummer as well?
Absolutely. And we're performing as part of Victoria's Pride as well, which is on the big outdoor street party on Smith Street on Sunday the 11th. So Yummy has a couple of pop-up appearances within Midsummer, but, you know, Yummy at its very core is a community organization. Our values, our ethos are all about LGBTIQA plus representation and gender equality, gender inclusion. And we're proud to have championed that in many different contexts, including fringe festivals around the country for 9 years.
So we've got two amazing shows that we must see in Midsummer. Now, we've got a bit of a discount happening, Murray, for your show.
Yeah.
They came from Uranus.
Yeah.
You can tell us about that?
Yeah. So for Joy listeners, starting at 5 o'clock, we'll receive a 50% discount on all tickets. And Warren, I think you've got the details.
I've got the details.
Yeah, so it's promo code.
From 5 o'clock tonight, 24 hours, using the promo code, really simple, JOY in capital letters. So type that in at midsummer.org.au, Uranus/Uranus, and you'll get the 50% off. That's great.
Yeah.
J-O-Y.
J-O-Y. Don't forget, JOY. That's what you're listening to.
Save your pennies.
Murray and James, great to chat with you both. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck for the show. I can't wait to see them.
Oh, thank you, Warren. A delight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Murray Rain from They Came From Uranus and James Welsby from Yummy Productions.
JOY Drive on JOY 94.9 FM in Melbourne, JOY on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the JOY app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by JOY Media. You can support JOY's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to JOY Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.